Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Eleanor, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Howard?
Yep, I am good. But I actually, you know what, when I see a burst pipe, obviously I feel badly for us, but I have to tell you, I feel badly for you as well. When I was driving into studio this morning, I thought, oh my word. I need to check in with Eleanor, see what is going on. What is the latest from Johannesburg Water?
We are escalating all the burst pipes that residents are logging calls with us. So our team will be on the ground attending to those burst pipes in the area. Residents can rest assured that we will definitely try to get those repaired as soon as it is possible. Our teams are working very hard to ensure that we repair all the burst pipes that we are logging.
When last we spoke, the teams were doing this walk around. Was that helpful?
Yes, it was helpful in terms of it avoided burst pipes taking place in the same line. So what is happened? What has happened now is that there's a burst pipe on another pipe basically. But what with that walking the line helps is that it avoids same pipe bursting continuously. Remember last time when there was a burst pipe, it avoids the pipe bursting the next day the same day after we've just done the repair.
Yeah, and I would imagine you just need us, you just need the residents to continue reporting this and don't assume that somebody else has done that.
We do need that. I would encourage residents to continue logging calls, to continue asking for feedback in terms of if they see that they've logged a call and because our turnaround time with regards to burst pipes is 48 hours. So if a team hasn't come out and repaired the burst pipe in 48 hours, we encourage residents to please follow up with us and keep us accountable so that we keep to our service level agreement with the community in terms of repairing these burst pipes. So I would encourage residents, we do have a number of ways that residents can log a call. We are on social media. You can SMS us. You can email us. We're also even on our website. So there are a number of ways, and I'd encourage residents to continue to log the calls.
Look, I would imagine that half of our listeners have you on speed dial, so I don't think. The one thing that really does bother me and it upsets me tremendously is when I'm driving through and I'm seeing this water gushing. You know, water is obviously a scarce commodity. It's a scarce resource. It's somewhat heartbreaking to think about the amount of water that we are losing.
We do realize that, and it does waste a lot of water. So what we have done is that we do have, once you've logged the call, if we see that the team perhaps have too many jobs that they need to attend to, there is a team that is basically goes out and attends to these and goes and closes water so that not a lot of water is wasted while they're waiting for another team to come and do repairs. So we do have a team that does go out to close the water so that the pipe doesn't waste a lot of water. And so that by the time the team comes and repairs, not a lot of water has been wasted.
Right. Again, I appreciate you coming on to the show whenever we ask you to for an update. Eleanor Mavimbela, who is the External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water.